You gotta work. Exit full screen. I'll go down here and see it.
Thank you.
because I'm trying to get it louder. And I'm not.
Good morning, everyone. It's really a luxury to be able to be here in the sanctuary and enjoy live prelude music this morning. I've gotten kind of emotional about the season and the music and that we can't all be together in this place. But thank you for welcoming us into your homes. And this is the best we can do, which I'm so grateful for anyway, as we come ready to celebrate Christ's birth, ready to embrace the meaning of his coming as we worship together this morning. A few announcements. We just want to say thank you to everyone who came last Sunday as we did our drive-through caroling celebration. It was a neat way to connect and collect your Christmas cards, and we've enjoyed delivering those cards this week. I sat down last night and opened my cards, and again, it was emotional to see your families and to hear your stories about what this year has been like. So let's continue to stay connected, sharing with each other what we're learning through this time with our pandemic and isolation. If you look in your bulletin, there are several announcements. The Tuesday morning Bible study is taking a Christmas break, and they will resume their Zoom meetings on January the 5th. We're so happy to announce the arrival of two new babies this month. To Oliver and Rachel Krupp, a little boy, Charles Matthew, and to Jeff and Jen Paradis, a little girl, Tegan Nicole. And later in our service, we want to pray for those families in the excitement of new life that they're enjoying in their homes. Jillian Soxo is with us and her family this morning, and she will bring us our call to worship. Jillian.
Good morning, Zion. Join me in the call to worship. Christ, God's gift to this world, is coming. Those who despair will know hope. Those who are oppressed will know freedom. Those who are lonely will know love. And those who are suffering will know peace. And so, we await a Savior, the Lord Jesus Christ, who will reshape the body of our lowliness, after the shape of the body of his splendor. Let us live in this world temperately, justly, and reverently, awaiting the blessed hope and glory of the advent of our great God.
Come, thou long expected Jesus, born to set our people free. Come, our fears and sins release us. Let us find our rest in thee. Israel's strength and consolation, hope.
Take just a moment to wave at the Edigers if they're on our screens this morning. Thank you, Everett, Bowen, and Redmond, for your music. Give them a wave.
Good job, boys. Thank you.
Thank you.
where our fourth Sunday of Advent, Paloma Soxo will be lighting our Advent candles this morning. Today, we light the Christ candle. Christ is always present with us. We light the candle of hope. We light the candle of peace. We light the candle of joy. And today we light the candle of love. Dear God, as our Advent journey draws to completion, grant us the courage to share your love, love for the unexpected challenges, love for the vulnerable one, love for the presence of God. Amen. Would you sing with me, "He Came Down That We May Have Love," this morning?
He came down that we might have love. He came down that we might have love. He came down that we might have love. Hallelujah, forevermore. He came down that we might have love. He came down that we might have love. He came down that we might have love. Hallelujah, forevermore.
Our next special music is from Paul and Simon Massengila and Grayson Butler on the piano. Let's take a moment to wave at Paul and Simon and Grayson if they are on our Zoom service today to thank them for their special music.
Again, we're still back in the little barn.
Yeah, there's Abby. She's in the barn too.
Yeah, this is the door to the barn.
Yeah,
we're still in the barn. And we had a story last time when we left off. Joseph and Mary, they got to Bethlehem, but there was no good place for them to stay. So they had to stay in the stable, which was kind of like garage or something. It's the extra space. And that's when baby Jesus then was born. Baby Jesus was born in Bethlehem to Joseph and Mary. Yeah, God's son, baby Jesus. Yeah. Yeah, and they didn't even have any good place to put the baby, so they used a manger, the hay manger, to put him in, that it was nice and soft, like this hay. It's nice and soft. And I bet it was nice and soft like that for the baby Jesus. It's not a bad place to lay your head. Not a bad place at all. Mary and Joseph. Yeah, with little baby Jesus in Bethlehem. Okay. Let's pray again. Thank you, God, for sending your baby Jesus. Yeah, and help us all to remember, all of the time, God, that you are here around us, and we might see you in the most unexpected places. Thank you so much for coming to stay with us. The baby Jesus. And be with us every day. And we pray in Jesus' name, amen. Okay, next up, it's Chris's song. Don't forget. I wonder who we're going to see this week. By now, we should have gotten some videos of you guys singing, so we might be about to see somebody else. And also, don't forget, take your pictures of your manger scene, of your nativity scene, whatever you call it in your family, and send it to me. You know, just for fun, I think we're going to have a couple of angels even added on to here. Yeah, there's an angel. There. There's a couple angels. Yeah, angels are there to see the baby too. Yeah, that makes sense. There probably were angels watching somewhere, don't you think? Yeah, Mary and Joseph just couldn't see them. Up high or something, maybe. All right. We'll see you next week. Here we are.
Good morning, my beautiful children of Zion. Gina asked me to pick a song that we could sing through Advent, so I picked my favorite, O Come Little Children. I wish we could be singing together in the basement, but we'll just have to sing from my parlor today, so sing along with me, please. Oh, come, little children, oh, come, one and all. Oh, come to the cradle in Bethlehem's stall. Come, look in the manger, there sleeps on the King, an infant so lovely in light, bright as day.
The scripture today comes from Luke chapter 1, verses 26 through 38, and this is the NIV translation. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to Nazareth, a town in Galilee, to a virgin pledged to be married to a man named Joseph, a descendant of David. The woman's name was Mary. The angel went to her and said, "Greetings. You who are highly favored, the Lord is with you." Mary was greatly troubled at his words and wondered what kind of greeting this might be. But the angel said to her, "Do not be afraid, Mary. You have found favor with God. You will conceive and give birth to a son, and you are to call him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High. The Lord God will give him the throne of his father David, and he will reign over Jacob's descendants forever. His kingdom will never end. How will this be, Mary asked the angel, since I am a virgin? The angel answered, the Holy Spirit will come on you, and the power of the Most High will overshadow you. So the Holy One to be born will be called the Son of God. Even Elizabeth, your relative, is going to have a child in her old age, and she who was said to be unable to conceive is in her sixth month. For no word from God will ever fail. I am the Lord's servant, Mary answered. May your word to me be fulfilled. And then the angel left her. The word of the Lord.
Good morning, everyone. Merry Christmas. Let me get my stuff. These are just notes this morning for those that were looking for some kind of display present or something. So this morning, we are celebrating. We're celebrating birth, the birth of Jesus. And how fitting for this congregation to also be celebrating these two new births this week as well, Charles Matthew and Tegan Nicole. What a celebration. We've been working through this Advent season, and this morning we're going to talk about Jesus at home, and revelation is the R word for today. Jesus at home in revelation. And I was thinking about what are some of the things today that are revealed? And I just thought about very quickly, we have these parties now when someone is pregnant and finds out through the wonderful technology that we have today of that baby's gender before they're born. And so we have these gender reveal parties, revelation. Now, I don't know if you know this or not, but some of the first gender reveal parties were actually recorded in the Bible. Abraham and Sarah found out that they were going to have a baby boy long before that child was born. What a gender reveal. And as we look at the book of Luke, we have two stories, Elizabeth and Mary finding out about their baby before they're born. And so how exciting is that, that these gender reveal parties, which seems like some kind of new trend, actually they've been around for a long time. So revelation. Revelation is making known what previously was not known. That seems to make a lot of sense. And so when we think about Jesus being born as a baby, it is the revealing of this revelation of God's love, what God desires for each of us now in this ability to have a relationship with the creator of the universe. And revelation, as we see in the Bible, not the book of Revelation, although that does indeed reveal a lot, but revelation is ongoing for us in that we learn about Jesus and we celebrate Jesus as we think about Christmas and Advent. And some of you have been celebrating many Christmases along the way, maybe some 70, 80, 90 years of celebrating Christmas and Advent and revelation. And how is it then? How can it be that revelation is new every Christmas? Isn't this story in Luke that Julian read for us something that some of us have heard many, many times? So is there something new, something to be revealed to us today, this Christmas, this year, that maybe perhaps we had not thought about or heard about before? I wonder if when we are in heaven and we're with people that we've known, I don't know, for hundreds of years, I mean, eternity, like 1,000 years in eternity is just a small. So maybe, you know, you're sitting down with someone in heaven, maybe the Apostle Peter, and you're talking to Peter about something. And, you know, you've known Peter for 1,000,000 years now. And suddenly you find out something new about him, a revelation. I mean, I think this happens in our relationships, where you can be friends with someone, maybe even a spouse, and maybe it's been many years, and suddenly you find out something new, something you'd never known about that person before. Maybe it's their favorite color. Maybe it's the fact they don't like broccoli. Maybe it's something that they really enjoy doing that you didn't realize you'd known before. You see, I believe this revelation that comes to us by God in seeing Jesus being born into this world, this revelation that's given to us by the Holy Spirit continues to grow and be new all the time. This ongoing process of working out our understanding, our faith, our salvation, this revelation. So in this Advent series, we have these R words. If you recall, the first one was readiness, getting ready, Jesus at home in our hearts being ready, repentance, restoration, and now revelation. All of these working together to lead us into a newer, broader, greater understanding of who God is and who we are. And in that is this revelation that opens us up to the newness, the fact that God's word saying, God saying, I'm with you, don't be afraid, that it doesn't matter where we're at in life, that call and understanding of seeing, again in scripture and in our own lives, this celebration of revelation of God to us. And in that, Jesus at home, and Jesus at home through revelation is Jesus at home in our homes, certainly. Hopefully, if you know I walk into your homes, I will recognize some of what would be invitational because Jesus is there. You know, one of the things that we've been doing this week is delivering Christmas cards. And I've gotten to greet a few of you at your homes at a distance, safely, of course. But as I do that, I see more and more the revelation of who you are by your homes. And I think in that, we also see Jesus in one another and as we connect with one another. So if you haven't gotten your Christmas cards yet, we have a few more to deliver. And boy, it's just been a real fun time for me and for those that have been having the opportunity to deliver cards to kind of share in celebrating Christmas, but also celebrating that connection with one another. God is looking to be at home in our homes and in our hearts. God has been looking for a home for a very long time. In the account of Scripture in the Old Testament, there's various places where we see God looking for a home. In 2 Samuel, which is part of our Advent text this week, in 2 Samuel chapter 7, we have the story of God's promise to David. And David is thinking about and seeing all that God has done in his life, King David seeing this, and King David having a great place to live, saying, I need to make a home, a place for God to live. And then God steps in and says in 2 Samuel chapter 7, verse 11, the Lord declares to you that the Lord himself will establish a house for you. And this is a revelation from the Old Testament of pointing towards Jesus. Verse 12, when your days are over and you rest with your ancestors, I will raise up your offspring to succeed you, your own flesh and blood, and I will establish his kingdom. And what this is pointing to is Jesus. God says, he is the one who will build a house for my name. I will establish the throne of his kingdom forever. And that throne, that establishment, is the residence of God in each of our hearts. To have that opportunity that Jesus came as a baby so that you and I could be connected to God, the God of the universe, the creator of this world, the creator of us. And that connection is through the Holy Spirit, the power of the Holy Spirit. And I want to see here this morning in this text in Luke chapter 1 that in this, God at work revealing to us, revealing to Mary, revealing to us today, Jesus, that I see three blessings here that I want to draw out of this text for us this morning, and then I'm going to give you some results of those blessings. So that's where I'm headed. The blessings of revelation of God revealing to us Jesus by the power of the Holy Spirit. First, what I see here is when the angel approaches Mary, the angel says, Mary is favored. Interesting word, favored. The Lord is with you. Verse 28, the Lord is with you. Angels went to her and said, greetings, you who are highly favored. The Lord is with you. And that is a blessing. And the fact that today the Lord is with each of us, the Lord is with you. No matter what, God is with us. And I know this year, 2020, maybe would be one of those years that the highlights will be lowlights. And the struggles that we've been through, some of us individually facing health issues, I think as a church facing some of the challenges of not being able to meet together, some of the losses that happen, some of the illness. But no matter what, God is with us. No matter our health, no matter our jobs, no matter our finances, God is with us. 1 Thessalonians chapter 5. Verses 9 and 10, let me read that for you. For God did not appoint us to suffer wrath, but to receive salvation through our Lord Jesus Christ. He died for us so that whether we're awake or asleep, we may live together with him. Therefore, encourage one another and build each other up, just as in fact you are doing. God is with us no matter what. And I know some of you have faced challenges in your life. I've faced challenges in my life where I'm thinking, where is God in this? But even when I don't feel that God's there, God is there. God promises to be with us no matter what. And this encouragement in Thessalonians that we're to encourage one another and build one another up. And this season of Christmas in this year, there are so many opportunities to encourage and build one another up. Now, the challenge is how to do that in the midst of this virus that's still around and how to stay safe but still encourage one another. For some of you, it's been really tough because you want to just go visit people. You want to have people in your homes, and we just can't do that. So we have to get creative and think about ways that we can encourage and walk with one another just as God is with us, for us to be with one another. And then, second blessing of Revelation, this word to Mary, you got this angel appearing to Mary, which would be an incredible thing for anyone to experience. And the angel says to her in verse 30, do not be afraid. Have any of you ever been afraid? This morning, it was raining really hard and driving here. Not that I was afraid, but we hit some pretty big puddles at maybe speeds that exceeded the safety zone. Can I say that in a gracious way? I was driving, by the way. And in that can be that sudden jolt of fear. Oh, no. And I could imagine seeing an angel, there would be some fear. Oh, no. What's this going to be like? But to see in this verse clearly that even though there's that fear, don't be afraid, Mary. The second part of that verse, you have found favor with God. And that is the encouragement, the blessing, that we have found favor with God. No matter what we're going through, no matter what circumstances we encounter, God's with us and God is for us. We found that favor with God. Listen to these verses, these words from 2 Corinthians chapter 5. It says, therefore, verse 17, if anyone is in Christ, they are a new creation. The old is gone, the new has come. All this, it says, is from God, who reconciled us to himself through Christ and gave us the ministry of reconciliation. So you see there this abundance of favor upon us, that old being gone, the new has come, but then that blessing and encouraging of one another. We're reconciled to God, and we work at those relationships then with one another. And as we work at those relationships, it's a building up and encouraging one another, no matter what we're going through. That is both in the times that are hard, crisis, kind of that defeating kind of feeling, but also those times of celebration, of joy, that to recognize God is calling us to this ministry. Goes on to say there in 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 19, God was reconciling the world to himself in Christ, not condemning people's sins against them, and he has committed to us the message of reconciliation. We are therefore Christ's ambassadors. I like that word ambassadors, and I put that right alongside the word favor, that God's favor upon us, and that we are to deliver and be that messenger for God's great love. And then, as though it says, as though God were making his appeal through us, we implore you on Christ's behalf, be reconciled to God. God made him, that's Christ, who had no sin, to be sin, so that in him we might become the righteousness of God. The Lord is with you. Don't be afraid. And then the third blessing we see in verse 37 in our text in Luke this morning. For no word, one translation says, for no word from God will ever fail. Another translation says, nothing is impossible with God. You know, I think about that. Nothing is impossible with God. And I think, God, there's been some times where I've prayed for you to do some things and you didn't do them. And I can stay stuck there. But the reality is that what I was hoping for wasn't what God had planned for me, and that God has done great and mighty things in my life. Even in the times when I felt like God was so far away and that God wasn't answering my prayers, even in that, God was near. God was close, and God continues to be close. Because, again, thinking about nothing is impossible for God. No word from God will ever fail. What does that mean? How do I even comprehend that? Especially, God, have you been watching 2020? Do you see what's going on here? Can't you just get rid of this virus? And I believe that God's will is for us to live long, healthy, happy lives. But it doesn't always happen. Nothing is impossible with God. You know, in Matthew 17, verse 20, we have these words of Jesus. Jesus said, truly I tell you, if you have faith as small as a mustard seed, you can say to this mountain, move from here to there, and it will move. Nothing is impossible for you. Now, hang on, God, wait a minute. You all know I really enjoy the beach, right? Cannon Beach, great place to go. I also enjoy skiing. Wouldn't it be nice to have Mount Hood just a little closer to the beach? And it says here that we can move mountains. Well, I don't think that's quite what that text means, but what it does mean is that if we continue to seek after God and what God would have for us, God will continue to bless us, continue to reveal to us his love for us, his desire for us to indeed be healthy, to enjoy life, but also to use the gifts that he's given to each one of us in a way that shows this love that God gives to us, to others. So there's three blessings. God's with us. Don't fear. Nothing's impossible. But what are the results of those blessings? I see it here in Mary. Mary being given these blessings, and then we have this wonderful song recorded in Luke chapter 1, starting at verse 46. And this response song, almost, to all that God is doing in Mary's life. And in that, I see this result of the blessings upon Mary. And one of the things that comes out right away in this song, verse 46, my soul glorifies the Lord, my spirit rejoices in God my Savior. And the results of those blessings is glory to God. We just can't help it. But magnifying God's glory in our lives when we recognize those blessings that God has given to us. So that's the first result of blessing. The second results of these blessings that I see this morning come from Romans chapter 16. Again, this is a section of verses for our Sunday Advent this morning. But Romans 16 verse 25, 26, and 27, and we're not quite done yet, so if you hear this as the closing, hang in there, because this is often used as a benediction. It says, now to him who is able to establish you in accordance with my gospel, the message, I proclaim about Jesus Christ in keeping with revelation of the mystery hidden from ages past. So there's that word again, revelation. but now revealed and made known through the prophetic writings by the command of the eternal God, so that all the Gentiles might come to obedience that comes from faith. To the only wise God be glory forever through Jesus Christ. Amen. Don't go home yet. Here's the blessing I see in that text. People see God. The results of the blessings that God's with us, that we're not don't have to be fearful, nothing's impossible with God, is that people see God. Not only do they see God, but they also believe. They have faith. And not only do they believe and have faith, but in that is obedience, is action towards what God calls us to. So in my life, what I need to do, as I looked at these scriptures and studied for this sermon, what I need to do is pay attention to the blessings that God has bestowed upon me and not miss them, but then also experience the joy of those blessings in what comes out of my life, glorifying God. And in this, as this text in Romans, this mystery of the gospel gets revealed in us as we continue in what God calls us to, this journey that we're on. I can't help it. God leaks out. God's love for me and God's love for one another. As we experience Christmas this year, I want to see what is new. What is new for me this Christmas in 2020? What is it that God wants to reveal to me today, Christmas? May I be open to see that as Jesus is at home in my heart, in our hearts. We continue to see things not yet seen by God's Spirit at work in our world and in our own lives. It's happening before us and in our hearts. Jesus at home, revealed. Let me pray for us. God, thank you for your word. Thank you that you are indeed at work in this world, revealing yourself to us. God, I would ask that you would help me and each of us to see what is new this Christmas season. What is new about who you are and who you've created us to be, God. May we continue to encourage one another into that which you have called us to. Amen.
You have been.
Would you join me in prayer this morning? Lord, you are mindful of us. You are mindful of our needs today. God with us, God for us, God among us, and the wondrous gift of life and light to all people. When you came to us as a child, we want to raise and lift our prayers as a community this morning for those in our congregation. Lord, thank you for the improvement that Doug Gingrich has had this past week. We ask that you would give him strength. Thank you for his family who supports and cares for him. We pray that he may be able to come home soon. We lift to you Judy Gosho, who will be having surgery on her right knee tomorrow. Lord, we ask that you would be with her, give her peace of mind, and we ask that this would be a smooth and successful surgery. We lift to you Jody Hansen, our administrative assistant. Lord, thank you for her and the gifts that she brings to this congregation. We ask for continued healing of a broken collarbone, that you would minister your love and care to her and be with her in her recovery. And we thank you for the safe arrival of these precious blessings of new life to Oliver and Rachel Krupp, the birth of Matthew Charles, and to Jen and Jeff Paradis, the birth of Tegan Nicole. Lord, thank you for the love and care of these families, and we ask that you would keep them safe and healthy. We pray for Donna Olis's friend, Allison Boxall, who had surgery yesterday to relieve pain and complications from Crohn's disease. May she sense your spirit with her, your peace surrounding her. God, we ask that you would sustain her at this time. We pray that our hearts would be open, not just to the Christ child, but to all your children of all ages, nations, and colors. As you sent Jesus, not just to his own people, but to all of the world as the bearer of good news of your love. Lord, help us to carry that good news in a divided world that's hurting, especially beginning with our own families, our own congregation and community. May the spirit of Christmas linger in our hearts for a very long time. And we pray for those who have never heard the story of Jesus, that they may have a chance to hear it and to respond to his loving claim. We pray for others whose lives are filled with fear and struggle, violence, and many unknowns. Lord, we pray for your spirit of hope. Jesus, come abide with us in this space this morning and throughout this week. May we embrace your presence and your love in our lives to be beacons of light. In Jesus' name, amen.
Receive the benediction. Depart in love and take with you the certain knowledge that Jesus is always coming into the world. We will seek him not in a long ago stable or ancient manger, but in the people we meet now and in the depths of our own hearts. May the blessing of Christmas make us a blessing to others. and the love of the season pervade in all that we do. Let us welcome the challenge of discipleship. Offer ourselves as God's ministers. We'll go forth now in hope, peace, joy, and love as one church.
Please stay on your screens for a moment to see some video of the children that received their Bibles last Sunday. We're going to watch that for a few moments. Paloma, come help me watch.
You, Atticus, stole it? Atticus, can you wave at the people that are on the phone? They're going to be able to watch you.
This is for your Bible story for your mom and dad to read it with you, okay?
Yeah. How old are you, Atticus? Are you two like this? Are you two?
We're just working on holding fingers up.
Oh, gotcha.
We were teaching him a thumbs up today. That was a hard concept.
Like this?
Yeah.
Well, yeah.
Okay.
All right. Well, good.
Bye. Thank you.
Enjoy that. Good to see you guys.
This is your Bible book for Sunday school and at home for your mama and daddy to read Bible stories for you, okay? How old are you, Eli?
Seven.
Okay.
Yeah.
Not five. No. How old? Whoa, good.
Okay, well, I hope you like your book. And we'll see you in Sunday school someday, okay?
Oh! Oh! Okay,
roll down the window.
Oh. You can go to her side if you want.
Okay, beautiful.
Riley,
you had a Bible book?
Look at that. Can you say thank you?
What to think.
Can you wave at Daphne?
Hey, Riley.
Yeah, you know Daphne, don't you? Yes, and you're going to have a baby at your house, right? You're going to have a baby at your house pretty soon.
The white one?
Yes.
The black one. It's like 4 in right here. Little baby in there. Deb. Your name is? Are you Quentin?
Yes.
Yes? And what grade are you in?
Second.
And how old are you?
7.
Well, good. We are glad that you're here, and we're glad you're part of our church family.
Yay.
So enjoy your Bible, and Merry Christmas. Merry Christmas. All right.
See you.
Thank you.
Yeah. Hi, Jackson.
It's Stacy. How are you?
Yeah, and this is for your Bible, for you, your own Bible for you to read, and your parents can read with you. And how old are you now? But seven years old. Okay, well, you're a
reader on that. Hair is getting really long.
And curly.
I mean, okay. Look at that.
I am in.
I know, look at that. I can see it. Yeah. Everybody's hair is getting
so long. Hi, Ethan. Yes. It's Stacy.
Your devotional Bible.
Yeah.
Hi. It was for you last
year. Good job this morning.
We're someone else today.
So, anyway.
We'll meet probably later.
Tell them what your name is. Emmett, and what grade are you in, Emmett?
But I need to stop by and drop off from
fourth grade. And what do you think of this rain? Do you like it? Do you? Okay.
How old are you, Emmett?
Be sure to get a picture of his parents.
It's a mystery.
Emmett with two T's. Great job today,
Emmett, two
guys.
T's.
Yes, like
Emmett,
excellent.
Like Emmett Smith.
I'm Eli Gingrich, and I'm 7 years old, and I'm in second grade.
Hi, I'm Jack. Thank you for the Bible, and I am 8 years old, and I'm in second grade. Merry Christmas.
Merry Christmas, everyone. Stay on. Stay on for a few minutes to say hi to each other.
Hi, Judy.
Hi.
Hi, Judy.
Karen and Rich.
Hi.
Hi.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Morning, Doug.
Christmas.
Hi, Harrison.
How are you doing, Doug?
Pretty good.
Yeah.
Yep. I got my therapy done for the day, so I'm just.
Where is he?
Gonna be bored the rest of the day.
It's not
really.
Hi, Dag.
Hi.
Leave
and that. I can't see what.
Are you more over there? Are they...
Hey, Mary, we had a disagreement at our house about which son was playing which instrument.
Simon plays trumpet. Paul plays euphonium.
I was right.
I'm sorry, Vonnie.
It wasn't me that was arguing.
Our boys didn't recognize how much your boys have changed.
Mary, when was that recorded? That wasn't just now.
It was recorded. We went last Sunday night while everybody was coming with their cards. We took Simon and Paul over and met Grayson there, and then they ran through it a couple of times. So it was really great.
Oh, it was really great hearing it.
Yeah.
Good job. That was excellent.
Hi, Jen. Hi, Jen, with your new baby.
New baby.
Aww.
Is baby showing?
Congratulations.
I don't know how to use the Zoom thing, so hopefully you can hear me.
Yeah, yeah.
We hear you.
Okay. Uh-huh. Yep, she's pretty special.
Well, the two babies were surprises to me. I said the things that happen when we don't see each other for 9 months.
I know.
Yep. I'm surprised Riley's not there with her.
She's playing in mud puddles with Sam right now.
Oh. It's a good place for him.
Wait till no one's talking.
Yeah.
Oh, there's Rachel. Good morning.
Hi, Rachel.
We can't. Nobody else is in the main session, so we have to leave. There we go. And leave. I don't know why you have to do it twice.
Hi, Wanda.
And, hi there.
Florence.
What happened?
Hi. I don't know what happened, but they said they were shutting ours down, and so here I am with you. But I'm leaving. I want to say hi. Bye.
For the leftovers.
What a special treat. Yeah. Oh, and Carolyn and Clark.
Right, some other people.
Yeah. And Richard. How are you doing, Richard?
Okay.
Are you feeling better?
A little bit better, yeah.
Okay. I can see the top of your head, Richard. Can you put your camera down? There you go. Oops. Now, there I see. Oh, what a handsome dude.
Yeah, I know.
Did you have a good birthday?
What'd you say?
Did you have a good birthday?
Yes.
Hi, Wanda.
Hi, Wanda. Yeah.
Hi. It was nice.
Oh, Nancy. Oops, she's gone.
There are a lot of December birthdays, is my discovery.
How's that new dog?
Say it again, Clark.
How is that new dog?
Oh, he is doing good, really good. I think, well, they tell me that he goes outside without a leash and he knows my voice as soon as I come in the garage because I give him all kinds of attention and scratch around his ears. And he's a beautiful dog, just beautiful. So anyway, so he's claimed his spot in the garage. So he's not sure he wants the little one to come around there anywhere. And the little one isn't sure he wants to go around.
Yeah.
Are you keeping Pat, I thought you were talking about Ward there for a bit.
Oh, the little one.
Oops. We got cooked out.
Oh, we got more people joining us here.
Hi. Hi, Wanda.
This is Rachel. Okay.
I know, we come back to the main room. We find some more people.
Yeah. Looking for Judy. Did she disappear? I guess she did.
Rachel was singing Rudolph.
Oh, there she is.
Gloria.
Hi.
I was just in the room with Doug, and he was asking about you. Oh, I see. You can see each other now.
There you go.
Hi.
Good morning, Richard.
Hi, Richard.
Can you sing a song? You know that.
Richard.
Hi, Richard.
Hi, good to see you.
Good to see you.
Hi, Kiara. I see you. I'll be checking with you about meals. If you want meals.
Me?
Yeah, after your surgery.
Oh, no, I don't think it's necessary.
Well, we'll be thinking of you tomorrow.
Yeah.
Well,
thank you.
There's too many people talking.
Where's the which hospital?